This is the iHeartRadio Talk Network, and News Talk Tonight continues with Jim Richards.
Slow news days on the way. What the hell wasn't covered today, and was it correctly assessed as a slow news day story, or should it have been a rock star today and failed to get the opportunity? Sometimes you just need the opportunity, and sometimes when somebody gives you the ball, you can run with it. We get the rundown together as well, some of the big news stories of the day. But first, our friend Richard Krause joins us each and every Friday when we do a segment. It is called, Does Richard Krause, Does He Love These Movies? And Richard Krause is ready to go. Richard, what is the first movie?
In The Exorcist: Believer, the sixth installment of the Exorcist franchise, now playing in theaters, when Victor Fielding's daughter Angela and her best friend Catherine show signs of demonic possession, it unleashes a chain of events that force Victor to confront the nadir of evil. Terrified and desperate, he seeks out Chris McNeil, mother of Reagan O'Neill, the young woman whose possession was the subject of the first Exorcist film.
Something's going on with my daughter.
It's happening to my daughter, too.
The devil has one wish.
Wherever those girls went, they brought something back with them.
To make us lose faith.
But I believe you can help get our daughters back.
To kill it in us. And the devil never gives up.
God played that trick on you.
I'm out. See, this is why this genre is not my favorite. Honestly, like, there have been so many new creative kind of, like, think outside of the box horror movies. This doesn't sound one of them. Again, last week we did Saw 10 and I laughed. 10? They make one every 2 years. And there's just... I don't know. A Hallmark Christmas movie is more creative. I'm going to give this 2 stars. Mark.
I'm with you. I didn't know Emperor Palpatine made an appearance in Exorcist, but I'll give it a 1.5 stars.
Okay.
All right. I'll be a little bit more generous. I'll say 2.5.
Would you watch this?
Absolutely not.
Would you go to the theater for it?
No.
Absolutely not or ist. What about you, Richard? Did you like it?
Did the devil make the director David Gordon Green make this movie? That might be the only way to explain the hellishly dull experience of watching The Exorcist: Believer. It is a soulless collection of inverted crosses, bloated faces, waggling tongues, and spinning heads that had real shock value 50 years ago when The Exorcist traumatized a generation of moviegoers, but today they are all cliches with all the shock value of a AAA battery. So instead of terror, we're given jump scares. Instead of the ultimate good versus evil showdown, we're treated to a mishmash of overlapping theological blather that makes very little sense. The devil, Green seems to suggest, can be defeated by community, but the exploration of faith that made William Friedkin's film a classic is nowhere to be seen here. If you go to see The Exorcist: Believer, you may have a hard time believing what a mess they made of it. And that's why I gave The Exorcist: Believer, now playing in theaters, 2 out of 5 stars.
I thought he was going to go lower. It really sounded like he was going to go. I don't think I've heard him give less than 2. We should have him on to see what are the, does he have any ones, the number ones. And they sound like good movies, but they only got a 1 star. Like if you had a song that was a number one, that would be a hit. This director has like done Halloween, it says Halloween, but it came out in 2018. So that's not the original. Halloween Ends, Halloween Kills, Pineapple Express. What's that? Is that a horror movie as well?
No, that's Seth Rogen and James Franco.
Yeah, so he's done something outside of that genre. All right, what is the next movie? Richard.
In the Royal Hotel, a new psychological thriller starring Julia Garner and Jessica Henwick, and now playing in theaters, American backpackers Liv and Hannah take a job in a remote Australian pub to earn some extra money and are confronted by unruly locals and a situation that spirals out of their control.
Physically, it's not a very demanding job. The only thing that can be a little bothersome is the remoteness of the location.
Will there be kangaroos?
We're leaving. We're out.
Where are you gonna go, eh? Bus is not for 2 days.
I'm scared of everyone and everything in this place.
Make what you can. Get on the bus and go.
Why are you gonna go? I can't do an Australian accent. Well, the bus is gonna leave in 2 days. So that's British. We're not sure what it is. I don't know. I didn't. That, as soon as that music kicked in, I was like, oh, this sounds interesting. And then that music, I was like, okay. You know what? Christina, you go first this time.
Yeah, I wasn't particularly interested. I'm going to say 2.
Okay. What about you, Mark?
Same thing. That voice was kind of ridiculous, just like the Emperor Palpatine one. 1.5 stars again.
Well, you're 1.5. I'm going to go 2.5. What about you, Richard?
The Royal Hotel isn't a travelogue or a Shirley Valentine-style journey of self-discovery. What begins as a lark, an adventure in Australia, soon turns into a cabin-in-the-woods-style horror movie where the boogeyman is toxic male behavior. Director Kitty Green expertly ratchets up the tension, allowing the sense of unease to simmer for much of the film until reaching full boil. Something is going to happen, but we're never quite sure what. And by the time Green stages her cathartic climax, it's a welcome release from the pent-up anxiety felt by the characters and the audience, and that's why I gave The Royal Hotel, now playing in theaters, 4 out of 5 stars.
4? Nobody saw that coming. Okay. What's it called? Royal Theater.
The Royal Hotel
is... Royal Hotel. Sorry, Richard. Thank you very much. And the final movie, Richard, what do you have for us?
In Fair Play, a new workplace drama now streaming on Netflix, an unexpected promotion at a cutthroat hedge fund pushes a newly engaged couple's relationship to the brink.
He's promoting me.
Congratulations.
I'm sorry.
Why? I'm so happy for you. Okay.
Why is it so hard to accept that I deserve that job?
I never got the shot.
This job... it's killing us.
Again, I didn't do much for me. I'm going to say, Mark, you go first this time.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I feel like I'm so shocked by the last one that this kind of feel has a similar feel. It just, I don't know where it's going. I'll go 3 stars on this one.
Oh, you think it's a curveball from Richard. What about you, Christina?
Yeah, I also don't know what to make of this one. I'm going to say 2.5.
I'm going to say, Richard, did you already give it a 3.5? You gave it a 3.5? Okay, I'm going to give it a 3.5.
In the examination of the cutthroat world of finance, Fair Play treads similar ground to movies like The Wolf of Wall Street and Boiler Room, but it does so from a different perspective. This movie is about the personal toll success can exact when ego, economics, and gender dynamics collide. In her big screen debut, director Chloe Dormant creates a tense two-hander, an edgy movie that transforms from sweet to sour as its provocative story nears the end credits, and that's why I gave Fair Play, now streaming on Netflix, 3.5 out of 5 stars.
Okay, 3.5 out of 5 stars. So I won 2 of them, did I not? I gotta say, okay, so the movie that Richard gave 4 stars is called The Royal Hotel. It's playing in theaters. It is not streaming. And it stars Julia Garner. If you don't know who Julia Garner is, if you've seen, she's a blonde lady with curly hair who is in Ozark. And she is outstanding. She's such a great actress. It's kind of scary. So that would make sense how Richard gave The Royal Hotel 4 stars.